It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎收听今天的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
那今年呢，开言英语已经是第五年，也是陪着大家一起度过清明节。
That's right, Tomb Sweeping Day.
没错，然后在这一天呢，其实我们节目是先录的嘛，因为我自己会去扫墓，会去看看我的爷爷、我的外公，他们已经过世了。说老实话，一年真的，幸亏有清明节啊、for this very special day， 就是真的全家人一起去那里 pay our respect and remember our loved ones.
Yeah, that's right. Remember our loved ones who are no longer with us.
没错。好，那我们先来说一下，就是清明节。刚 Spencer 已经说了，他的英语名字叫做
Yeah, that's right. Tomb Sweeping Day.
所以是非常直白的，是非常形象的一个啊。
Yeah, I mean
扫墓。
Yeah, exactly. 扫墓。
哎，这个 tomb 的发音呢，我觉得有必要跟大家说一下，因为它的拼法是 T-O-M-B.
Yeah, it's tomb, and you don't really pronounce the B.
对，不是说 tomb, 对吧？
Yeah, 不是 tomb.
那你就标准发音再给我们示范两次吧。
All right, one more time. Tomb.
Tomb. Tomb.、Yeah. 对，就是后面那个 B 是不发音的、Tomb Sweeping Day.、这 sweep 其实就是扫的意思。
Exactly, 没错。
比如家里要扫地。
Yeah, you can just sweep the floor.
就这意思啊。好，那除了 Tomb Sweeping Day 呢、其实现在英语里有的时候也可以叫清明 Festival.
Yeah, that's right. For foreigners who、know a bit more about Chinese culture,、you could probably just say 清明 Festival, and they'll know what you're talking about.
其实 Spencer, 你知道吗？清明是我们中国二十四节气之一。
Okay, so it's like one of the 24 solar terms?
Solar term 就是节气的意思啊。
So this is like a Chinese 概念
Chinese calendar 就是我们的 lunar calendar.
Okay, I'm not too good with the Chinese lunar calendar. It's always changing. I can't get a grasp of it.
其实我真的也不是很对，就中国传统的文化 shame to say 就是很惭愧说也不是很了解。但是我们这时候也会说到其他的重要概念，比如春分。
So 春分 is like the spring equinox or like first day of spring.
Equinox. 其实 equinox 这词还挺常用的。
You mean like the gym?
对，美国有一个，而且都是像你这样很专业健身的人去的健身房，就叫 Equinox， 是吧？
Yeah. There's a popular gym chain in America called Equinox.
对对对、这讲多了。
对but no, Equinox is, well, basically, this is when the sun passes over the, what, 赤道。
叫 equator, 是吧？赤道
the equator. So that's spring and fall. So first day of spring and first day of fall are equinoxes.
对，所以我们有 spring equinox, 就是春分，然后什么夏至、冬至就是
the solstice.
Summer solstice,
and
winter
solstice. Yeah.
好，我觉得This is as far as we know. 我们的 knowledge 就是这里止住，接下来真的不知道。我们还是说回清明节啊。对，我觉得清明节讲到很多节日啊，说我们会过这个节日，对吧？
Celebrate.
还会遵循这个传统。我觉得 celebrate 因为是那种快乐的，但像清明节
to observe.
对，我觉得用这个词更好一点啊。英语里面 observe.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, some people, at least in Western culture, a lot of people choose to kind of celebrate death.Instead of mourn and be sad.
Spencer 刚刚就是说在西方有一些的葬礼他们现在都不会叫它 funeral 他们会说这是一个 a celebration of life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, try to be more positive. Everyone's gonna go one day.
就是把那个重点啊 put the focus on they've had a great life.
Exactly.
是吧、好那前面说不同的动词欢快的过节啊我们可以用 celebrate, 但像这种比较肃穆的这种节日 more...
It's kind of, so you would just observe.
Observe.
Yeah, 比较肃穆的。
对就是我们还是会遵循这个传统来过节这样对吧好的那说到清明节和扫墓啊前面我们也说了 Tomb Sweeping Festival, 清明节。所以 I guess you could say, sweep the tomb in a very literal way.
yeah. But I don't really know how many people are buried in tombs these days.
对，因为现在在中国其实很多也没有传统的那些墓地。比如我的爷爷和我的外公，他们是放在龙华烈士陵园，上海的，所以就是一个骨灰盒。
So they were cremated.
Cremated 就是火化，是吧？
对。
So they're, 是叫 ashes?
Yeah,
骨灰。
Exactly.
Their ashes are stored in a mahogany box.
Well, mahogany, nice wood.
红木的一个，对对，所以是没有一个墓。那墓英文怎么说？就 tomb 吗？
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be a tomb. Well, like, I don't know. I mean, you have graves.Also, so grave is more like a 墓, right? 坟墓 is a tomb, I think.
坟墓啊，是一个 tomb. 然后 grave, 还有一个说 graveyard, 就是一个墓园、墓地，是吧？
对，没错。
然后另外我觉得更常用的一个词可能是cemetery?
Yeah, cemetery, I mean, they're both 有一点诡异的 kind of creepy, I feel like.
有点你说吓人的那个。
But graveyard actually sounds creepier than a cemetery.
对 graveyard、yeah. 听起来更加让人毛骨悚然。我觉得 cemetery、yeah. 还是比较常用的。
Yeah.
比如说烈士陵园什么，在美国的很多就是叫像 Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah, yeah, 对 yeah, my grandfather and grandmother are there, actually.
哦、oh, ，是吗？他们是美国
的。对，外公外婆都
在。这样的。好，那其实像清明节我们扫墓，是不是可以用 you go visit the cemetery?
对 ,yeah, we would say visit, or, yeah, visit, really.
Visit,
yeah.
去对吧，中国说就尽孝道嘛，然后孝道在英语里面。
Filial piety.
Filial piety, 这听起来就特别不口语的一个。
对，真的不是啊。
因为口语里不太会出现这个词，是吧？
No one really...Oh, he's such a pious young lad.
因为 pious 的意思就是很孝顺的，但是在口语里面很少用。那口语里面你们会怎么说呢？说一个人很孝敬长辈、孝敬父母的。
Oh man, I don't know. I might just say they really respect their parents. They love their family.
就是还是用很特别口语的方法表达出来。
Filial piety, 真的 you really don't hear that too often.
对，我觉得 respect 可能是用了很多的啊。刚刚 Spencer 说的。To really respect your parents, your elderly.
Yeah, or you can, you know, even, you know, 更口语化的可以说什么, you know, he's big on family.
就是很重视家庭。
对啊，或者, you know, like maybe, you know, your grandfather or father, they're like the real family guys.
You can call someone a man, a family guy.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like family is most important to them.
对，然后像清明节我们就可以说you visit the cemetery and pay respect. So to pay respect 就是 to show your respect for them and to remember them.
Exactly.
去纪念他们啊，纪念其实这时候用 remember 就可以了，因为我觉得其他的词像 commemorate 就是你纪念一个事件，一个 event.
Yeah, yeah, that's like a big thing, you know.
对，所以这里呢用remember 更好一点啊。好，那其实说到清明嘛，这个真的就是 the cycle of life， 人的生老病死啊。
That's right。
那不免也要说说这个 the end of the cycle。这个呢，大家都知道，像英语里面 to die or the noun death， 但是其实更加polite 啊、更加婉转一点的方法，我们可以用另外一个动词
like pass away
啊、someone passed away、比如像我提到我的爷爷和外公、so they both passed away when I was fairly young、about 10 years old、
yeah it's quite young、both of my grandfathers passed away much earlier actually
让你更小的时候、英语里面好像也经常说 someone passed也是这个 pass away 的意思是吧
Yeah, you could say that. I think passed away is probably used a bit more. But, you know, you can also say, you know, for example, after his wife's passing, he was never the same.
Passing 就用名词了、对吧、好的，但是也经常会说、they're in a better place now、
Yeah, so they're hopefully in 天堂 in heaven
Heaven 好的，那我觉得我们今天节目的最后呢 Let's end it with a beautiful 唐诗、
So a tong poem
a tongue poem、
嗯、
poem 就是诗的意思、
嗯、对
吧诶我记得之前还有听众问过我们说 poem 和 poetry 有什么区别
Well, a poem is like one piece of poetry、and poetry is like all of it
嗯，所以 poetry 就是说的诗歌这个整个的概念
yeah, 对差不多
是吧、
yeah.
它的这种存在 poem 就是一首诗、
mm. yeah.
one poem, two poems 这个意思
but you know actually it, well you could say I like to write poetry but you could also say I like to write poems
嗯、yeah. 这不是重点重点还是我们要来欣赏这首诗
啊，
另外相关的比如 the poet、诗人
嗯，对
我们这首诗 Spencer 肯定也知道、你考过 HSK6 吗你这
OK you want me to
清明这首
you want me to read this one
Masterpiece 那今天正好是好机会你可以来欣赏一下那、
okay.
这样吧我们今天找了一个它非常权威的而且非常美的一个英语版的翻译啊、那我来念一句中文 Spencer 念一句英文好吗
好
清明这是杜牧写的一首诗啊。清明时节雨纷纷
A drizzling rain falls like tears on the morning day
路上行人欲断魂
The mourner's heart is breaking on his way
借问酒家何处有
Where can a winehouse be found to drown his sadness?
牧童遥指杏花村
A cowherd points to Almond Flower Village in the distance、
哎、对就是他的英语里面也有很多押韵、line
对
对,
对对对对
我们这个推送里面英语放进去我觉得大家也可以欣赏一下啊。好哎，那当然最后要我们还是说说吃吧清明节有你很爱吃的
We always want to talk about 吃的
而且我知道你很爱吃青团
Yeah, actually I haven't had one yet this year I think I'm going to have to partake and enjoy
我不知道有没有朋友记得啊就是有一年清明节 Spencer 介绍我们说什么青团蘸 peanut butter 蘸花生酱、
yeah.
然后是配牛奶我没有特别特别好吃
特别好吃 Also this year I actually have a bunch of almond butter That's even better I think I'm going to do that
杏仁酱
对、
啊、你今年也创新了是吧自己所以青团我们英语里面肯定又是叫 dumpling 吧
Yeah, I don't know, green, 青柠 dumpling What do we say actually, what is that?
Green dumplings
This is green dumplings But that's so misleading There's so many different types of dumplings, Jenny I, you know, if you make a green dumpling Someone might not know that it's like sweet and filled with red bean paste
而且你还有一个重点啊就是那个绿 It's all natural, it comes from like barley grass 就是艾草啊就是有的地方是用青菜汁
Yeah, I thought it was made with 青菜、
也有艾草反正不同的地方很有不同的那个 recipe、
okay.
对
Okay I wouldn't know how to make it personally. I'd like to learn though.
好，那现在青团有各种各样的口味嘛，对吧？大家都可以推荐一下 Spencer 你喜欢的青团口味。
Yes, please let me know. I'm on the search for the best 青团。
也非常希望就是大家听了以后可以纪念你爱的 ，maybe they passed away. 因为这个课就是 remembering loved ones on Tomb Sweeping Day.
Yeah, that's right, guys. And feel free to let us know in the comments section who you are going to be remembering on this lovely festival.
好的，感谢大家收听我们的节目《开言英语》，我们下次再见，拜拜。
Bye, guys. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.